WWM's Rachel Morello joins us every couple of weeks to open up her reporter's notebook and talk about the education stories she's following. She's back in the studio with us today to share some more headlines from the developing storylines that everybody is talking about to the less reported, quirkier stuff. How's it going, Rachel?
It's going pretty well. How are you, Mitch?
I'm doing pretty well as well.
Ready for the quiz?
As ready as I think I'm going to be.
Okay, cool. Last week, I think you were 1 for 3.
I'll be happy if I get 2 for 3.
Okay. All right, so we're going to start at the state level and we'll work our way more local. So first question is multiple choice. One of Wisconsin's largest public school districts is in jeopardy of being taken over by an outside commissioner. That's if the district receives a failing grade on its state report card this year. Which district is it? Is it A, MPS, B, the Racine Unified District, or C, the Madison Metropolitan District?
I believe it is B.
That is correct. It is the Racine Unified District. You might remember the letters OSPP. That stands for the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program. That was the state's solution for failing schools, or is the state's solution for failing schools, I should say. Lawmakers drew up and passed that program in 2015, and it basically creates a turnaround structure for struggling schools and struggling districts. And those are schools that, like I mentioned, earn an F from the Department of Public Instruction 2 years in a row on their school report cards. And like you said, Racine, kind of in the same boat now that MPS was at the beginning of last year, 2016. Most people remember when MPS was under threat of being taken over. It was kind of a mess last year. And it turned out that it wasn't going to happen because the state bumped MPS's grade up. And now we're just waiting to see if the same thing happens for Racine. The DPI is set to release grades later this fall. And we have more details on what could potentially happen if they do get taken over on our website.
All right. What's our second question?
Okay. We're going to get more local. So we've got a question about something that happened this week in MPS, and it's fill in the blank. On Tuesday, a Milwaukee School Board committee agreed to phase out the use of a temp agency in hiring more blank to work in district classrooms.
Substitute teachers.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey,
got that one too.
Right.
Nice, Mitch. So the district employs about 600 substitute teachers, actually. They're considered full-time employees of the district. But last year, they actually had to go to a temp agency to fill some slots that they weren't filling from within. You might have heard the phrase teacher shortage. That's something we're hearing a lot in Wisconsin and in other states, too. And MPS is no stranger to that. But the Milwaukee Teachers Union has argued that MPS should fill those slots from within. So what they asked the school board to do is eliminate the use of a temp agency and actually take the people they were hiring through that process and hire them into the district. I caught up with Alex Brower. He's the president of Substitute Teachers under the Teachers Union. And we chatted over coffee Wednesday morning after this meeting. He told me his stance is that if you make subs part of the MPS family, they feel more invested and they'll do a better job working with district students.
What we're advocating for in the Milwaukee community and to the district is to create a professional class of substitute teachers. And that means where people who work more and who, if they choose to work full-time, are treated like professionals and have things like health insurance and paid sick days and paid time off. So we're saying to the district that this shortage issue will be solved if we can make substitute teaching a professional occupation that people will choose to go into, that we can draw more teachers from, but also will draw, you know, more people in and also make this, some of the folks who aren't working full-time for our district choose to work full-time to receive that benefit.
I don't know how much more you know about that. I was going to ask. And at the same time, that allows them to get benefits through MPS?
Correct. Right now, I'm pretty sure the only thing that subs get, even if they are full-time employees, is a pension after 3 years. So the teachers union is also advocating for expanding that to include health insurance and paid time off, paid sick leave, things like that. The board subcommittee that met Tuesday passed a preliminary resolution. It has to go to the full board to fully be approved. But basically, they did agree to phase out the use of this temp agency and start to work to bring people in to the MPS family.
All right. I'm feeling pretty good about things. 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah, nice job. Okay, we'll see.
Yes, we will see.
This one is pure trivia. It's kind of just something I found interesting. MPS, this is another MPS question. Every year, the district picks a sort of focus, something that they choose to highlight for the year or choose to work on. Last year, it was attendance. They wanted to improve attendance in district schools. Do you have any idea what the focus is for 2016-17?
Clean bathrooms.
Oh, that would be actually pretty good. But that's unfortunately not it. I'll give you one more opportunity because there's so many things it could be.
Playing fields?
No. Oh. It is the year of the arts in MPS. Huh? District leaders have said that they plan to, quote, redefine the MPS experience for students and for the community. They want to connect students to arts experiences around the city. And they're actually going to kick things off next week, Thursday, September 21st, with a celebration down the street from us at Red Arrow Park.
That's great. Before I let you go, Rachel, how about plugging the module on our website that lets people contribute their own education questions?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So we've started this project with myself and our two other beat reporters in the environmental and race and ethnicity areas. And basically, we want questions from our listeners. We want to know what people want to know. In my case, about schools, about learning, about school policy, what's happening in Madison and how it affects schools around the rest of the state. So people can just go to wuwm.com/education, and there's a nice little box where you can type in your question, and hopefully it's something I can look into.
Sounds great. Rachel, thanks.
Thanks.